Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey joining us as we say bye-bye WOTUS in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Talking now with Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, tremendous day for cattle industry and for farmers and ranchers across the United States. The final nail in the coffin has been hammered in on the Obama-era Waters of the U.S. rule, the WOTUS rule. It is now officially gone. You've got to feel good about that.
Oh, man, this is a day long coming and a very good day, very good day. In fact, I can't help but think of my great friend Richard Gephardt, who is past president of the OCA, and remember sitting with him in D.C. when the EPA administrator at that time was addressing the group we were in and said, "Don't worry, folks, this rule will still allow you to farm and ranch." And the audacity for EPA to say they would allow us to farm and ranch with this rule. This is a long day coming, Ron, and you're right. We're very excited, very happy about this. Long story short, you can't control the water without controlling the land. This was the largest private property rights grab in the history of our country, in our opinion, and now it's gone. It's a good day.
You mentioned Richard Gephardt. You literally pulled me over. I think you said, "You've got to talk to this guy. He's read the rule. He can tell you a lot more about it."
Yeah, he had not only read it, but studied it, read it multiple times. He knew the ins, the outs, and it literally scared him to death. And those folks who knew Richard knew that there's not much that scared this guy. I mean, he was a veteran of our great country and was in Iraq, sat in some tanks, and I mean, this guy had seen a lot of things, and so not much scared him, and this really did. And again, as he explained it to me, as we understood it together, and I just go back again, and his words, the largest private property land grab in the history of our country, and of course, private property rights are just fundamental to us as cattle producers, and so that assault was monumental. It's taken a long, long time here. Here we are now, so many years later, and it's finally gone. Now, look forward to working there. Anytime you have something gone, there's a gap. Nature abhors a vacuum. So we want to make sure that as the current administration starts working on a new WOTUS, we've already seen great promise that the document, the rule, will be very friendly to those of us who are the original environmental stewards, ranchers and farmers out on the land. And so we want to continue working in that direction and look forward to doing so.
Michael, I know that there is litigation out there, most certainly just waiting in the wings. We're not going to be totally done until we get everything litigated by the environmental activist.
That's right. And it's unfortunate that that's the way this thing goes sometimes is, you file some good legislation or you have legislation that's there. Then how do you react to that? Some of our environmental friends, if you will, let me use that term. I wouldn't say they're friendly, but will take us to court and tie up litigation after litigation, really costly, puts things into flux and uncertainty, just a bad situation. But you're right. We'll see this. It's just kind of the way things work, unfortunately, today. All the more reason we have to band together. All the more reason it's important for us to work together, to be vigilant and stand against these types of things and educate policymakers, lawmakers, both on the state and on the federal government, to say this is what we do on a daily basis. The land is actually better today than it was yesterday, and our goal is for it to be better tomorrow than it is even today. And that's what we work on a daily basis. We'll just have to continue doing that.
OCA's Michael Kelsey. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 194 registered Angus lots, or about 250 head. For more information or to download the catalog, go online to pollardfarms.com. That's pollardfarms.com, or you can call the ranch office at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.